There was a plethora of people adopting puppies during the pandemic, like the way I did that. Well, unfortunately, many of these pets are now being surrendered to shelters. And joining us is Jennifer Smeya from Haws. And Jen, you know, there were a lot of people who got dogs back when we were all sitting at home, but now you're seeing a lot of surrenders.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I guess fortunately it's not just us. A lot of shelters are seeing this, but it is a trend. And we're finding that people realize that, yeah, dogs do take time. And when things open back up, maybe they didn't have the time they thought they did. And it's sad because while dogs love to spend time with their people, they do need to adjust to being away from them. And that's a lot of times when the behavior problems start. So unfortunately, we're supporting more dogs with behavior issues too.
That's what I was going to say, because when you originally brought your dog into the house, if you were home all the time, you've conditioned them to being there. And then all of a sudden, if you're gone for 40, 45 hours a week, the dog doesn't understand why.
That's correct. Yeah. And it's not that they can't be alone. And I think that's something that a lot of people, bless their hearts, they don't want to leave their animals alone. And there are things like doggy daycares and that, but that doesn't work for everyone. So teaching dogs to be alone for short times initially and then growing that length of time, it's really not a terrible thing for them. And it's something that needs to be to learn by the dogs. And it can be done. But again, when they are left alone, that's when they start realizing that, oh, I don't know what to do with my time, if they haven't been prepared for that.
Jen, let me ask you this, and this is a more difficult question, but do you think that shelters should have been a little more vigilant when they were adopting these dogs during the pandemic?
That is a really good question. And we did actually have those kind of discussions during the pandemic. We did kind of worry, what's going to happen when all of these dogs are living a normal life again like the rest of us? And just like anything else with the pandemic, we had no idea what it was going to look like on the other side. We didn't change our adoption policies at Haws during that time. We still were talking to people about training, about getting away, about crate training and doing all those things, hopefully preparing them. But since nobody knew what was going to happen and nobody had a crystal ball, there wasn't a lot that could be done to remind people that life isn't always going to be like this, because actually we didn't know how things were going to change.
So now what should anybody who's thinking about adopting a dog, especially cats are a little easier to take care of, but what should they be
right.
asking themselves before they go to Haws or another shelter and bring that pet home?
One of the biggest things is this right for my lifestyle right now? You know, don't be thinking about, oh, in a month or so, I'm going to have a house so I can get the dog now and start getting used to it. No, you've got to think about what your life is today, what it is at this moment. Because if you're thinking in the present, then you may be better ready to adjust to things that happen coming in the future. If you're thinking, okay, what do I do now? What do I do now? You always have to think, what's going to be best for that pet? What is going to be the hardest thing for them to deal with when you're not able to be with them? So you've got to think about not just finances and care and that kind of thing, but their enrichment and their psychology, basically, too. It's real interesting that we don't always think of mental enrichment for dogs and cats. We always think about exercise. And yes, that is crucial for them. But you've got to think about the mental enrichment, too. So am I going to be able to spend time with them? Even if I have a work schedule where I'm gone 8 hours a day, which isn't a problem. That's no time are we going to say you can't adopt because you have a job. Absolutely not. But we do want people to remember that when you do have the time, you need to exercise the dog both mentally and physically. And cats need mental stimulation too. So there's a lot of pieces to put together as to how that animal is going to fit into your life. It's not like having a child. Absolutely not. We would never say that. But it is definitely like adding another being to your family and someone who's going to have considerations above and beyond just, you know, the day-to-day, oh, here's some food, here's some water, you're good to go.
Finally, a lot of people, if they've heard this and they're thinking, yeah, I still want a dog, I still want a cat.
Yes.
What do they do? Because I know you do have pets available online, but that's not all that you have in the shelter.
Oh my gosh, no. Right now, we have just about everything. We almost always have a plethora of dogs and cats. That's never a problem. But we also have small animals, and that's one of the things that we've kind of been steering some families towards. As the kids are starting to think, I would like a pet, we steer them towards a smaller animal that's maybe going to be a little easier to adjust. We always have rabbits and guinea pigs. Those are great pets that, while they do, again, need time and care, they probably are going to need a little less than what a dog or cat would, and they're going to need less hands-on. So they can be fit into the lifestyle a little bit easier, as long as you do your research and learn what you might need to make sure that they've got the right housing and the right food, and we obviously can help with that, too. We've had turtles lately and all sorts of small pets, things like daegus and hamsters
and
all those kind of things.
Hold on. What's a daegu?
I love that we have those because everyone's like, what are you talking about? Daegus are a little South American rodent. They're larger than a hamster, smaller than a guinea pig. And they have really interesting little personalities. They always have to live in groups because they're very social animals.
You have to have more than one or two daegus?
Yes. You get them in the right
daegus.
Housing,
okay.
And they are so fun to watch. We have a set of 3 or 4 of them right now. I think a couple of them might have been adopted. We had a group that was living together in a little colony, and they would run on their running wheels together, and we used to joke that they were having spin class every morning because they would all jump on the wheels together. So yeah, we have all kinds of different pets, from small to large, and it's just a case of think about what the time is that you have, think about what time you're spending at home. Obviously, weather and our interest in climate can make a difference as to whether or not you're able to make time for a dog and do the walking and that kind of thing, but there's all sorts of options. You know, start small if that's going to work best for you and your family, and work up to something as you get more used to the time that it takes to have a pet in your life.
Biggest pet you've ever had come into Haws?
We have had Great Danes come in that were 150, 175 pounds. We also have had pot-bellied pigs, which maybe start small, but they definitely live up to their name. We have had 200-pounders that people have actually had living in their homes with them that they had to surrender.
It's an amazing place. You do great work at Haws, Jen. And if anybody out there wants to find out what you've got, and it could be a pot-bellied pig, who knows, what do we need to do?
Log on to our website, hawspets.org. That's H-A-W-S. PETS.org, and click on the adopt link and see what we have available. Learn how the adoption procedures work. You can also see about fostering. If you're not ready to commit 100%, you can foster an animal for a while, and you can learn all about how things work through our shelter at Haws.